Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Dion, who is a consultant, and the company name is Dion Co. Inc. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Thanks for being with me. Let me first just kind of establish to the listeners who you are. I know you're a student of consumers' buying behavior, and you and I got into an interesting conversation last week, and I thought it'd be a great conversation for us to have. You're not quite Paco Underhill, but you're right up there in the same lines. You study why consumers do what they do. And based on the fact that consumers, as we all know now, we've all learned in the last couple of years that consumerism or consumers' buying habits are representative of almost 70% of our current economy.
You got that right.
That's right. You and I were talking last week because, you know, Floor Focus recently in several editorials has written articles about what after this recession, we're calling it the post-extravagant era. And you're saying, you don't think so. You think that when this depression, Great Recession, when it's over, that things will be back to normal. Is that right?
Just about absolutely.
Okay.
You know, there is so much, I guess, history that backs me up. You know, we talk and we hear about the Great Depression. And yes, I mean, it was horrific. We had 25-30% unemployment in this country. And, I mean, that's a huge number. And that went on for almost 10 years, 10 to 12 years.
So you're talking back in the late 20s?
Oh, I'm talking absolutely. And,
yeah.
And I'm talking life-changing experience. You know, I'm not saying that a recession or, I'm sorry, a depression can't cause incredible, indelible changes, because it can. Mm-hmm. But it has to go on for a long period of time. We heard in the 1990s, the end of the decade of greed,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the end of the 90s. What happened in 2004, 5, 6, and 7?
Right.
There's example after example. When gas was $4 a gallon, everybody was dumping their SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
And 7, 8 months ago, as gas started to ease back down under $2, SUV sales picked up again. I don't know if many people listening to this will remember the recession of 1981. Well, I tell you, that was a recession where we had interest rates that were pushing 20%. And now we've got interest rates that are about zero.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's some huge, huge differences. And by the way, did the recession of 81 change anybody's behavior? Did the gasoline lineups of 74, where people, you know, had to line up for a day to get a tank of gas, did that change Americans' behavior? You know, on and on and on. You know, Martha Stewart, convicted felon 4 years ago. Nobody would have given you a nickel for her company. It's all forgotten today.
So we don't remember from one day to the next. You think as soon as the economy turns back, we'll be right back to our old tricks, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that doesn't change are consumer expectations. In other words, if I really want a new bathroom, I really want a nice bathroom, I really want a nice kitchen, I really want a nice living room floor or whatever, just because times are tough doesn't mean that want or that expectation goes away. I just simply put my hand in my pocket and go, gee, I can't afford it right now. But boy, as soon as somebody can help me afford it, or I'm back, you know, at work, or and by the way, 90% of the population is employed. And so, you know, I'm either feeling better about the economy, those still wants and needs and hopes and dreams and wishes, they're still there.
So we're not feeling enough pain for it to leave a lasting impression. Is that kind of
this? Exactly. This would have to go on for at least another 4 to 5 years. And by the way, that would have the most profound effect on the generation that is in its formative years right now. So, and by the way, they're not even feeling this. And so those kids who are in grammar school and younger kids, they're still going to dance class. They're still playing soccer. Yeah, they may see mom or dad a little bit worried, but mom or dad are still, you know, funding and paying for an awful lot of their activities. And so it's not profoundly impacting them like it did the children of the Depression.
So let's look at some things real quick. You know, yesterday in the news, we were talking about the savings rate. I guess the July numbers came out, and consumers are saving more than they've saved since the 40s. The government was expecting the amount of money on credit to drop by $4 billion, and in fact it dropped by $21.6 billion, which
yep.
whoa, what a miss that was from the government's perspective. But, I mean, you know, savings rate, we're borrowing less money. We're actually moving into smaller homes. This whole sustainability thing's taken on, and we're thinking that maybe we ought to just enjoy the outdoors and the parks and maybe own less things. So you don't think that's going to have a lasting impact?
Nah. I mean, that is just very nice for people to talk about and to commit to now. You know, it's kind of like making New Year's resolutions, you know, I really do need to lose a few pounds. Boy, we're really good at that as Americans, aren't we?
Yeah.
Really need to quit smoking. I really need, you know, you name it. And people make resolutions to do it. Savings needed to go up a little bit. You know, I'm not talking that we're going to go back to the good old days of 2005-06 where anything goes.
Right.
But, you know, we're certainly going to go back to people buying. You know, I guess maybe I might admit to or talk about fewer but better things. I think, you know, maybe some customers will go that route. But an awful lot of customers are just simply going to forget what happened and go back to buying what they want.
So we're not sure exactly when this thing's going to be over, but when it's over, we're going to forget it like it was a bad dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless, again, it, you know, my prediction was, I predicted 7 months ago, 8 months ago, actually, that the recession would be over on August 31st. And my belief is that technically we're going to see roundabout, because, again, it took almost three quarters for the economists to call it a recession.
Right.
And it's going to take one or two or three quarters before they say, oh, yeah, it did end back in August 31st of 2009. And I think we're, my suspicion is we're right at the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you will admit that the recovery is going to be very slow. People are going to be very cautious to get back to the
I think moment. It's going to be slow to a degree, and then it's going to shock people. I think once people kind of, you know, pick up themselves, kind of look around and go, oh, my gosh, you know, my job is probably still okay. And you know, my credit card debt is not that big. And, you know, and I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. There's a lot of people right now living with family who don't want to be living with family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to be moving out of where they're living.
Yeah.
And because they're having kids or getting married or whatever. All that demand is still there.
And in our business, there's people who are living on dirty floors or worn-out floors, and so they're in need of replacing that. So as soon as they...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, I was talking to a guy who's in the car business. He's CEO with MSD Automotives. Anyway, he's a huge guy in this whole car market, and he was telling me recently that people don't buy cars when they need them. They buy cars when they feel like they can afford them.
Yeah.
And they'll run an old car forever, but as soon as they start feeling rich, then they're in a new car.
Yep, yep. And that, you know, that is absolutely what is going to happen. And as I said, when consumer confidence starts to come back, it's going to come roaring back, I believe, pretty fast. I think it's going to really surprise people. And, I'm clearly not saying, I've always predicted this Christmas will be better than last Christmas, by the way, but that's easy because last Christmas was such a disaster.
Right.
But I think we're going to see so many more positive signs this fall and early winter that as we go into the spring of 2010, there will be a lot more optimism.
Okay. All right, Jim, I appreciate you being with us. Now, if somebody that's listening wants to find out more about, I know you give talks, I think you spoke at coverings, you've spoken at several of the trade shows that are related to this business. When's the next time some of our audience can see you?
Well, hopefully I'll be back to coverings in Orlando. They haven't confirmed it yet, but
yeah.
I hope so.
Okay.
And I'm also doing some work with Crossville, and they've got me booked in March for a couple of dealer presentations. So.
Okay, this is Crossville Ceramic Tile?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, all right, great. And you also, people can reach you by on your website, right?
That is true, yeah, Deonco.com.
Deonco.com. Okay, Jim, appreciate you being with us. We've been talking to Jim Dion, who's president of Deonco, Inc., and he is a student, as I said, of consumer behavior. And you've been listening to Kim Parr and FloorDaily.net.